I'm Michelle Graney. I'm from Anna in Tralee, just outside Tralee. And I started running in 2013.
Okay, not that long ago. So just over the 10-year mark, 13
yeah,
years?
Yeah, that's it. I was late joining a group in Tralee that was training for a marathon at the time. They were up to 10 miles, I think. I joined them in the January and it all started from there. I wasn't a bit competitive at the time. It was just about getting over the line, and they were a great group, and it was just about, not running for time or anything, just getting over the line. It kicked off running in Tralee in a big way. Mm. Yeah, so 2013.
Tell us a bit about 2013, so, and why you decided to go for that.
Well, someone just asked me to go down. They had asked a few times and I kept declining. I was more into the strength work. So I went down, and I remember starting on Ballard Hill. Every Wednesday night was up Ballard Hill. And they started with a 10K actually, and their long one that weekend, I think, was 10 miles. And yeah, I didn't have a why back then. You know,
it you just kind of went for it.
Just went along for the chats and the run, and experienced new routes. And yeah, it was amazing.
And would you have said in 2013, were you very, is fit the wrong word, but were you able for the running?
I was able for the running. We'd run across from, we live across rather from Tonavan Mountain Walk. So I would have spent a lot of time every summer walking the mountain loop there and across to Curraheen. I remember even studying for my leaving cert up there in stages just to get away from the hustle and bustle at home. So, and I was in the gym quite a bit, but running is a different game. But
it's
look, I suppose
different.
I had the base mm-hmm. fitness.
Yeah. So how did you find the, you know, running in groups? Because a lot of people think, you know, I'm going to put my earphones in and I'm just going to go from A to B, but that's really hard. But I find running in the groups a bit easier.
Oh, it is. Like, everyone is running with a shared goal. And I suppose when you're all have that same purpose, it makes it so much easier, and you're making new friends, chatting the whole way around. Like, you don't feel the runs as much then, you know. Mm-hmm. It's definitely easier, yeah, mm-hmm. than heading out the road on your own.
For sure. And you completed a marathon so that year, did you?
I did, yeah.
Tell
yeah.
us a bit about that.
Yeah, look, I probably walked as much as I ran. Times didn't matter to me back then. So we did Tralee to Ardfert, to Barrow, out to Feenagh, down the pier, back in over the Kerries and back into Tralee. And Jesus, it was hell. It's true what they say, the marathon really starts at mile 20. So it was a battle from then, but you learn so much about yourself in a marathon. Mm. It was an incredible experience getting over that finish line, and your family and friends are at the finish line. It's just, you know, you want to hook it to your veins then after that. Mm. It's addictive, yeah. It's an amazing feeling.
What did you learn about yourself in your first marathon?
I suppose really, and I always tell my lads now, if you can get through these tough workouts, these long runs, get through the marathon, you can do anything really in life. There is a transfer over into other difficult times in your life. So, and just not giving up so easily.
Mm. It's easy to get in your head and just think, I'm going to stop now. I'm just going to call it off. I'm going to just finish it off. I'm even going to finish off before I even get, there could be only 10 kilometres left.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get that out of your head?
Will you take it kilometre by kilometre? Think of your why. Think of who you're doing it for. Do you know, you'll always think of a family member. Jesus, there's some battles. And still to this day, you have battles in your head. And just, I suppose, visualising that finish line. Running has an awful lot to do with mindset. You have to have a positive mindset. That'll get you through. Always. You always have more to give. I always say this to my guys as well. There's always more in the tank. Your body is giving up before your brain. So positivity is a huge thing on race day and big workouts and long runs. And yeah, so just step by step, one foot in front of the other, you will get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as you said, it's not a race.
It's not a race. No. You know,
it's just taking it.
It's you versus you at the end of the day, you know. And yeah, just thinking, oh my God, I can do this. I and getting over the line. Oh my God, I can't believe I did that. Do you know, it's an incredible feeling.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I can imagine you're buzzing for the day as well.
Yeah.
Or the week.
Yeah, absolutely. If exercise could be bottled, that feeling bottled at the end, it would make a $1 billion. Do you know, you'd make a fortune from selling it. It really is that powerful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So fast forward then to the last 13 years since you started in 2013. What's happened? You know, because you've had so many events where now you are hosting events and everything. So tell us a bit about that.
So I suppose after the first marathon, I was put out injured. I had surgery in my right knee, overuse injury. But that was, I suppose, you don't know anything back then about running, do you know, and I suppose not the proper guidance back then. Injuries are caused by big spikes in load, and that's what happened to me. So I was put out for a while, and I got over that, came back again, just tipping away at it. And then I actually started sprinting, and it was my sprints coach from Tralee Harriers that got me into the strength conditioning courses, and then going to Athletics Ireland, and I suppose I climbed the coaching ladder then in 2017. And I used to attend endurance events.
Endurance events are quite different, aren't they?
It was a kind of coaching network that was on up in Athlone. Steve Macklin, the head of endurance at the time back then, was hosting these, and he used to bring the top coaches from the UK and Ireland over. And I used to head up there along with another coach actually out in Listowel, and I could sit there all day, Kaya, just taking in all this info. It's just a huge, huge interest of mine. And yeah, I suppose from that, then I started taking on coaching clients online and here. And I set up a running group, which has grown. And I suppose Couch to 5K I'd have started with back in the day. And like that's to see a runner completing their first 5K is as exciting as someone running a PB that's been training for years on end, do you know? Just coming over the line again, doing something you never thought was possible, being so scared over the first 60 minutes in the plan and 3 minutes. Oh my, I remember even doing one out in Blenheville. You know, you'd be doing 8 minutes now in 3 weeks time nonstop. Mother of God. I mean, the fear in their eyes, and then to run whatever it was, 25, 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's just an incredible feeling. Do you know?
Why do you think people decide that they can't do this? Like, what is it that's telling them that they're unable to complete a 5K? And then obviously they come to you in the air.
I suppose, yeah, just not believing in themselves, and they're seeing other runners doing. I suppose people compare an awful lot to others, and that's wrong, but we all do it. Mm-hmm. Do you know, it's all of our goals are all relative, and they're all so personal to us. But just instilling in them the belief that, look, it's going to work. We're going to do it very tiny, tiny steps along the way, and it's great. And then sure, when they stay after the 5K, That's fantastic, do you know, and it's a great feeling knowing I suppose just looking at people coming over, and yeah.
It's amazing. Tell us a bit about, you know, your first event that you hosted. Now, I met you only back, was it November, for the Tralee Corporate one, and that was my first 10K, but I realised then that you have done many of these before. So tell us a bit about when it started.
So it started I put on a New Year's Eve 5 and 10K. Back in 2018, and that was an aid of the Kerry Cancer Support bus, started from the Rose Hotel, and it was just lovely to kind of do end the year with a 5 and 10K, and I got an awful high from it. It was amazing. So that was for Kerry Cancer Support, and then I went on, do you know, so it was the day before a Beaufort 5 and 10K run as well, and that's a very well established race. I said, do you know, pull away from that now, it's not fair, do you know, that everyone mm-hmm. deserves their numbers in their own races. So I decided then to do the Tralee Valentine's 10 miler and 5K. So that was the following year in February.
Mm-hmm. And that's still going. You just had one.
No. So I had that for 4 years.
Okay.
And so that was for the palliative care unit in UHK. And I never had any ties to the palliative care. Do you know, none of my family had been in there. And in 2022, my dad passed away in the palliative care unit. And I didn't think that, you know, the following year after I completed the event in 2022 in February, I didn't think I'd be doing it in his honour in 2023. So that was, yeah, that was amazing. It was obviously more meaningful to me and my family. So, but that same year, then a race director came along and advertised the same run in the same town a week later. So, yeah, that was a pity. But look, I put everything into that run in 2023, and I raised over 6,300 for the palliative. And I said, Jesus, I couldn't be battling again the following year, do you know, with another race director and the same distance is so close. So that's how then the Tralee corporate run was born.
Okay.
So that was 2024. And yeah, sure, it was a huge success. So I think I've raised over 25,000 altogether for different charities, the main one being the palliative care. And yeah, they were amazing to my dad. They he spent the last 7.5 weeks of his life there. So, and they're the most caring and compassionate people I've ever met. They were so good to him, made his final weeks so comfortable. They were so good to us as a family, and we'll be forever grateful. And I'll keep doing events to raise money for them. And I actually only read this morning that there's great progress made on the new 5-bed inpatient unit over there and upgrades to the existing unit. So it's fantastic. They do amazing work. Absolutely amazing work. And Andrea, the PRO, she's fantastic. She's the Good Friday Walks coming up, and Mauro Sullivan, they're just amazing people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
you say when you were raising money for them, you obviously hadn't experienced that. Now that you have, does it mean so much more to you when you do your race events?
Oh yeah. Do you know, even the last one now that yourself and
Leds,
Trevor and Andrew and Pat took part in, that's lovely. Like, they, I suppose, doing it for the charity and bringing corporate companies together. Do you know that teamwork feeling?
Mm-hmm.
You're getting out training in the evenings, doing something I suppose you haven't done before, and a lot of companies hadn't. Like TLI, now our main sponsor, they had, they had over 25 runners, I think, taking part in last year's event. SMBC Group, they had 52 runners taking part. It's just incredible the way companies that really value their well-being and stuff come together.
It brought a lot of people together
it
too.
It did. I think we had 470 runners or something.
Amazing.
But there was one particular girl that came over the finish line and she cried, and her dad had just passed very recently. And just to see that, like, the pride she felt, and knowing her dad, I suppose, was looking down on her. It's just everything. We both got emotional. People have their own reasons, and it's lovely to actually put this event on. And it just means so much to so many people, you
mm-hmm.
know. It's such a very worthy charity.
And it's also important to note that, you know, for us, we're signing up and we're, you know, doing our own training and stuff. But you have a lot of work to do to make that event happen as well.
Do you know, it's sometimes it's stressful. But, oh my God, to see it come together on the day is incredible. So even last year, the 10K runners set off and all of the 5K runners ran out onto the road heading up to their start, and to see them coming by and the 10K runners getting the huge cheer from the, it's just, but just to see, oh my God, all the months of hard work and this is what it has amounted to. It's the best feeling in the world.
Mm-hmm. And obviously the shirts as well are just beautiful.
Yeah, the t-shirt was a big hit. Yeah, it was a huge selling point. And it's great. I'm seeing them. They're worn in different countries and everything for races.
That's amazing.
But it won t-shirt of the year, sublimated t-shirt of the year.
Oh.
So, yeah, Titan Sports.
Congratulations.
Brought my design to life. And it's very touching, actually. We've the windmill on the sleeve. So, do you know, that's lovely because we're running probably on the canal 5 days out of seven, you know, so it's mm-hmm. lovely to have that. And just a couple of words about the Kerry Hospice. And yeah, so the t-shirt is pretty famous. It's trying to top that now for this year's event.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of this year's event, you have a few more events coming up, don't you?
I do. So the Luke Sills Memorial 5 and 10K out in Ballymac on May 17th.
Okay.
So that's the first of this year's event. Yeah. So Luke tragically passed away last May. So it'll be an event to honour him on the roads of Ballymac where he spent all of his childhood. And the funds raised will go to the Fianna RNLI who amazing. Attended to him, and his family will be forever grateful to them for their dedication and everything. Yeah. So that's tough. The organisation of that is a bit different. You know, I've met with the family a couple of times, and yeah, it's pretty sensitive. And yeah, again, like it's just tragedies like this happening, and there's so much wrongdoing in this world. It's again, doing the events it's just a great feeling to produce something of significance, I suppose, and give back and give. Mm-hmm. back to people who
and the community
need it. And yeah, and I suppose like running is a way of healing as well. Mm. As such, you know, it's a great outlet for people, and it is a powerful tool for, like, I needed myself when my dad passed. I suppose I different wise, but when my dad passed, then, you know, just finding it so difficult to deal with what he had to suffer and his passing. It just served another purpose completely for me. It was a huge outlet.
Did you stop running when your dad was in palliative, or were you kind of continuing it?
No. I suppose we spent as much time with him as we could in palliative. So, but I always got out for a run. If I didn't have the running, I don't know what I'd have done, do you know? And when he passed, I took to that trail in Tolla Van Cross. That's kind of where I had him close to me, do you know? I couldn't accept that he was buried and stuff. So yeah, it's such a healer, do you know? It doesn't take all the pain away, but it certainly helps. Yeah. So again, everyone has their own reasons. Like, people should get out there, should realise, give themselves the opportunity to realise the benefits of running, whether it's for mental health, physical health. You know, it just helps so many metabolic diseases, cardiovascular diseases, everything. Just, I really say, give yourself the opportunity to experience it, do you know?
If people are kind of nervous to do it, Michelle, and you don't really know where to start, a lot of people think you just put on your running shoes and you go outside. Could they come to you and ask you for advice or coaching or anything?
They can, of course, yeah. Now, there's another group in Tralee that puts on Couch to 5K. You know, so that's run every year. So, but I suppose I deal with the more advanced runners these days, but absolutely. Like, even for the Ballymac run, there's an online Couch to 5K
Perfect.
Plan there. So, and it's done step by step that it will get them there. They shouldn't feel daunted in any way, you know, by the plans. But certainly drop me a message. I'm always happy to help. And that's a big part of this, like, just seeing, like, for me, I just don't think there's any experience like it. Just seeing people come over line doing something they really thought they wouldn't be able for, that's just lovely. I love it.
I think the best thing as well is that, like, it's important to note that no one looks good running. It doesn't matter.
Not at all. I'm the worst in the world. I dread the running photos that come from races. The worst. I'll stand in front of a camera all day and talk about running. But I'm, look, we all have our own running forms and our own. No. Do you, and just focus on you. Don't compare to anyone else. Mm-hmm. Comparison is the thief of joy, as Roosevelt said. But,
I was going to ask, finally, Michelle, what's your biggest takeaway of advice that you'd give to someone starting out who could be in running for a long time, you know, like, what's your bit of advice?
Keep showing up. Keep showing up on the good days, the bad days, the days you're doubting yourself. Just give yourself that opportunity. If you have to start over 15 times, start over 15 times. It's just, it does so much for so many people. It's like yourself, you're doing PBs in the deadlift in the gym. I see it, I get so excited when I see
Thanks.
Those. Running is the same. It's just it keep showing up. Stay consistency is the name of the game, really, and go as slow as you can. For it's your goal, nobody else's. Focus on you, and yeah, get the most out of you, whatever shape that takes.
Mm-hmm. And your plan of action now is to run from Tralee to Castle Island, isn't it?
I'm meeting my friend Mary. We're training for Limerick Marathon. So today's run is a tempo run from Tralee to Castle Island. I'm very excited about it.
When you said it to me,
God,
I was
only
like,
knows
sorry,
what? Happened,
what?
But yeah.
But
I'm
this
thinking
is normal
of the
to you.
Muffins at the end in the forge. yeah. So we're up to, we did 36K last Sunday. So yeah, so it's all, we've been building very progressively and yeah, ticking
and
all
that,
the right boxes, we're hoping. Yeah.
In that 36K, do you stop at any point or are you just going the whole time?
No, well, you're trying not to. Do you know, we'd stop for, take a gel and water and... But like running takes you to, we were out in Phoenix now the last day and do you know, it just takes you so many places, experiencing new routes. Even we were in Alicante last, the weekend before last to do a half marathon. And it was just lovely for so many people to get together to experience running. It was the oldest half in the world, actually. But just that's the other beauty of it, like just that connection with people, do you know, and... Even with the marathon now, it's just brought new friends together. You know, they're completing their first marathon. I'm so excited to see them coming over the line and see what they can do. There's a lot of doubts there, but you just keep just encourage. I suppose I'm a big cheerleader. If I fail, which I've done so many times, it's all turned around by other people doing well. It puts a huge smile on my face. So that's all I want.
So who inspires you?
Oh, goodness. Well, I suppose, you know, sometimes when I find a run tough, I can be proud of myself. I'm thinking of my dad every day. My daughter inspires me every day. And the people around me, just that coming together, being able to complete the goal, showing up. They don't want to do it, but they show up and they realise, yeah. So... Yeah, there's a lot of people that inspire me. And my mom found it tough now after Dad. She didn't, she couldn't leave the house for almost a year, you know. So I did the Santa 5K out in Blenheville last year. That was for Recovery Haven. The Recovery Haven was the making of my mom. It got her out of the house again. She did bereavement counselling and she met the most amazing friends. So there, you can't keep her at home now. So, but she's a huge part of my events, herself and her friends and the rest of my family. They're, they come down and do the refreshments. So yeah, she's a big inspiration for me.
Just and she obviously what thinks she it's through. Amazing to see you bring all these events together.
Yeah,
and
she loves it. She knows most of the runners by name and yeah, she's so into it.
Oh,
yeah, it's lovely. It's so lovely.
I think you're a fantastic person and I genuinely can't wait to see what you're going to do over the next 2 to 3 years. But thank you so much for coming in, number one, but also for everything that you're doing for the town.
You know,
people like you weren't doing this, like how would it happen?
Yeah, you know, it makes me feel good giving back. And if I could do it every week, if I had the energy to do it every weekend, if there was weekends available for me, I would. It's a lovely feeling. Again, just seeing them coming over the finish line, giving the money to charities. It's lovely. Do good. You feel good.
Michelle, thank you.
You're more than welcome.